This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. So from the first few ayat that we heard in this recitation tonight, قَالُ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ in Surah Al-Ra'd, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَىٰ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Those who believe, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and they find comfort and rest in the remembrance of Allah, indeed in the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will find rest and peace. So this is all about finding comfort with the Divine subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because indeed, there where you can find your comfort. You know, when it comes to our life, when it comes to our creation, as human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed us in a way that we will always find that missing piece, regardless how much we try to fulfill our carnal desires in this world. We'll always find that missing piece. Why? Because we're not just flesh. We're not just body. We're body and what, jama'ah? And soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this body from earth, from dirt. And the ayat speaks about the details of this creation. When the first thing Allah spoke about subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We've made every living creature made of what? Water. Water is the source of life, right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the creation of Adam. Originally he was made of what? Turab, dirt. When you mix that dirt with water, what does it become? What do you think? Before clay, jama'ah, becomes mud, right? Becomes mud. And then when the moisture leaves slowly and gradually, that's what Allah called teen in the Quran, mud. What? So disappearing more and more becomes what? Fakhar, clay. And then when that clay becomes very dry, becomes sounding clay, salsal, as was called in the Quran. All of this just to give us the creation of this body, emphasizing that the source of this creation is the earth. Therefore, you have to nurture your body with earthly ingredients. You eat, you drink, you exercise, you sometimes abstain from food to give your body the chance to rejuvenate and so on. But that's not enough because we're not just body and soul. The soul comes from heaven. In Hadith Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardahu, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the baby and the child as develops in the wombs of the mother, 40 days and 40 days and then 40 days, then he said, ثُمَّ يَنْزِلُ الْمَلَكُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angel. And that angel will carry the soul from seven heaven, bring it with him. And that soul will come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the order to breathe that soul into the body. And then he will write the four things about this child, what they're going to be in the future and so on. But the point here is that this soul comes from heaven. And if it's coming from heaven, how would you nurture that heavenly element of your being? It has to be something also heavenly. It has to be something heavenly. And it doesn't matter how much chocolate you eat. You're not going to feel as excited as much because, again, the soul is missing something. It doesn't matter how much you listen to music. Because sometimes you say, just listen to music. Classic music is going to make you feel okay. It might make you feel okay. But then there is still something empty in there. Because it doesn't matter how much you try. The soul has to be nurtured by heavenly thing. And what is that heavenly thing that we have in this world right now amongst us? The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quran, Al-Ibadah, worshipping Allah azza wa jal. And on top, and all of this is called what? Dhikr. That's dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No wonder Allah azza wa jal says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُوا قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُوا الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, those who believed and they find comfort in the remembrance of Allah, indeed in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these hearts will find comfort and peace and tranquility. Simple message. Tonight, I want you to make this commitment. If you're struggling psychologically, spiritually, if you have depression, if you're going through a rough time, if you're so worried, if you're so anxious about the future, about your income, about your marriage, about your children, about whatever that is that concerns you, if you have all of that in your mind, and we all have these things, it slows you down, subhanAllah. As you try to progress in life, you keep feeling this is just a heavy burden. Doesn't matter how much you try, you feel that your heart is so tight and constrained and you can't even breathe sometimes. Why is that? Because you're not giving that soul the fuel that it deserves. You're not giving that soul the energy by which it can survive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named the Quran Ruhan min Amrina. Ruh. Called the Quran Ruh, which means soul or spirit. The ulama, they say, why the Quran was called Ruh? Because the Quran, just like the Ruh, which means the soul to the body, is important for its life. The Quran was made the spirit and the soul of the soul. So if you would like to nurture your body, exercise, eat and drink and enjoy that. And also, now if you want to enjoy having the holistic experience of being a full human being, then you're going to have to also nurture the soul. The way you nurture your soul is by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep reminding yourself. You need to do that. You need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke about the quality of the believers. وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those who frequently remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, men and women, which means day and night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Allah. They always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening as well. They mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. They always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they were standing, whether they're sitting down or on their side. It doesn't matter whichever position they are in life. That's what it means. They're always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do I do that? Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different levels. Different levels. Obviously, the highest and the top level of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the full consciousness. The full, constant, continuous consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine if you have this full awareness of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, how your life is going to look like? How would you live your life? You always be cautious about what Allah subhanahu wa pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what? That's why some ulama, they say, alhamdulillah, that we forget sometimes. Because that kind of, that sense of forgetfulness, what makes us human beings. We err, we make mistakes. But then those mistakes were also made for us to do what? To remember. Because when you make something wrong, you remember, subhanAllah, I shouldn't have done that. And that what provokes that tawbah, that repentance, that what brings people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they come back to Allah azza wa jal, they're in constant remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, the highest level of remembering Allah, as we said, is the full consciousness. That's the angels, those the malaika. We can't be like that. Which is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was informed by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Talha in the hadith, the famous hadith when he said, Ya Rasulullah, nafaqa handal, I feel hypocrite today. We come to you, we hear from you, we see the Jannah with our own eyes, and then when we just go away home, we just go back as if we're just nothing. And the Prophet told him, Ya handala, listen, if you would be the same on the same state of consciousness and awareness at home, the way you are with me, the angels will shake hands with you. You will see the angel in the street because you're an angel. That means you're not, they don't need to hide from you. So I want you to understand, forgetfulness is part of our job description as human beings. That's who we are as human beings. But we also need to defy that and also try to define ourselves by being al-dhakir, Allah kathiran wa dhakira. They always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that happens by choice. Being in full consciousness and being always in remembering of Allah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that happens by choice. Make the right choice, because all of our life is about making choices. The other way of making dhikr is what the Prophet ﷺ recommended to some people. When a man comes to the Prophet ﷺ and says, Ya Rasulullah, Inna shara'a al-Islami qad kathrat alay. Ya Rasulullah, you know, the rites of Islam, the practice of Islam are so many. I don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. فَدُلُّنِي عَلَى الشَّيْءِ. Just tell me something I should do. يُقَرِّبُنِ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَبَعِدْنِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Bring me closer to Jannah and keeps me away from Jahannam. The Prophet ﷺ told him, and we always expect something to be so big and great. He said, قَالْ لَا يَزَالُ سَانُكَ رَطْبًا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. As long as you keep your tongue moist and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, if you keep doing that, you're good. So I want you to do this in Ramadan. You keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, by tongue. And then obviously, comes the actions. Everything that you do in this life, if you do it, you keep that in your mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with or not? Would that please Allah azza wa jal or not? So your actions will be acts of ibadah all the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those dhakir Allah kithana wa dhakirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make among those who will have that peace and tranquility in their hearts, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And make among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.